Begin transmission.
Hello, and welcome to another very exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and you're listening to Anon Radio. Isn't that fun? I'm going to take off my glasses here, put them down, and let's see what's on the agenda. First item on the agenda today is the noise. Perhaps you can hear some strange noises in the background. And that's one of three things that's driving me insane. Got the laundry machines going, so we got the washer and the dryer making noise, not 4 meters away behind only one closed door, and it makes me mad. Oh well, looks like we're gonna do a noisy radio show today. And the other thing making noise in my neighborhood is apparently we have a new neighborhood drummer. There is somebody who's got a drum set in a garage somewhere. And when I say a new drummer, I mean an untalented drummer. So all I'm hearing every day for the last few days, boom, boom, bap, boom, boom, bap, boom, boom, bap, boom, 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 bap, boom. Kaboom, boom. Yeah, you know, if we could do 8 bars of that very simple rhythm, I might be able to keep my skull intact. But as it turns out, my brain's gonna probably explode. I mean, for God's sake, we invented drum machines for a reason. This reason, to get rid of bad drummers. The other bad thing about my girlfriend going on these long laundry marathons is that the washing machine and the dryer are in the same room as the kitty box and the kitty food and the kitty water. And some kitties don't like the noise that the washing machine and the dryer make. And so if the washing machine and the dryer are on all day, certain kitties don't have access to their potty and their food. And so now I gotta worry about finding surprise chocolate kitty Easter eggs on my floor somewhere, which I'll probably step on in the middle of the night. Always fun. But enough of all this stupidity. Let's talk about something brilliant. Okay, here's an idea that I had. At night when I'm bored and I'm sitting in front of the TV doing nothing, I'm usually playing dice, sometimes with my cat. And the annoying thing about playing dice by yourself is that if you exuberantly roll the dice, as you should to make sure you get a nice random sample, sometimes the dice roll so far away that you then have to get up and go get them. And so if you're standing at a craps table, yeah, you can roll the dice, and if there's nobody else there, you gotta walk over and pick up your dice, okay, right? Well, if I'm sitting on the floor, as I almost always am, and I accidentally roll the dice out of my reach, then I have to physically get up and reach for them and crawl across the floor, grab them, and come back. Or, you know, or if the cat gets a hold of them, boom, she whacks one and it goes flying under the washing machine. Yeah, okay, I gotta get up. I am so lazy that I do not want to get up. That or it hurts too much to be continually getting up and sitting back down. So what I've invented, at least in my mind, I haven't actually built a prototype. And once again, this is one of my inventions that is not an original invention. Somebody already invented this. I'm just going to repurpose it and or rescale it. In this case, it is a rescaling. That's right. I have invented the dice pitchback. Basically, what this is your standard pitchback, but smaller, say 18 inches, not even 18 inches, maybe a foot high. Wouldn't even have to be that big, you know, maybe 8 inches square, okay? Now, some of you might be asking, what is a pitchback? Well, in America, we have these things called pitchbacks, that are basically a metal frame with a trampoline net on it. And so you can throw a ball at this thing and the net sort of catches it and the springs stretch and the springs return and the ball comes flying back at you. So you can play catch by yourself. You can stand in your yard and you can throw a ball at this thing and then catch it when it comes back. Hence, pitch back. This might be named something else in your neighborhood, and if you are listening to this show and you don't live in America, you might know this device by a different name. This is essentially a chook ball goal. If you've ever seen a chook ball goal, it's the same thing. Now, imagine taking a pitch back or a chook ball goal and you make it the size of a standard piece of paper, 8.5 by 11 or A4, depending on what country you live in. And now it's tabletop size, or, you know, just set it on the floor size. And that's what I want to do, is I want to set this on the floor about, you know, 3 feet or a meter away from me. And that way I can throw dice into it and they will bounce back to me and land in front of me. And that way I don't have to go around chasing a bunch of dice. Brilliant, right? Yeah, I know. So now that I've actually thought up this brilliant idea, I actually need to go about somehow constructing this device. And I'm not entirely sure how to go about doing it. I needed an extraordinarily strong and rigid frame. So generally speaking, it probably should be metal, but considering the size and the tension involved, I might be able to get away with wood. So, yeah, that's an idea. Then I gotta find some springs, and then I gotta find something to actually act as the bouncing surface. And I don't really know where to go with that. It could be anything, but it can't be a very large net because the dice will just go through the holes in the net. And I suppose I could just use any old type of cloth and maybe punch some tiny grommets into it to mount springs to. I've got plenty of little cloth samples. I've got some broadcloth that would work really well, probably. And what's even crazier is I've even got a tiny little grommet thingy. I don't remember what you call a thing that you use to drive in grommets. Is it a die? Is it a tap? I don't know. There's a strikey thing and there's an anvil-y thing anyway. And I've even got the tiny little grommets. I've got some wood. All I need to do is find some rather flexible springs. And I know exactly the kind of springs I want. The little springs that are used to tension the rollers or the pawls, the little fingers that lift paper off the drum on a photocopier. Sometimes those are the same springs that are used to put tension on the corona wires, so, maybe I should get me some of those. I wonder if I even know where to get something like that. Yes, of course I do. Then I gotta wonder, am I really just going to way too much effort? Couldn't I just use like a tambourine or a small drum? I've got some small drums, I could prop it up at an angle and just throw dice. And then it makes noise, and I don't know if it's going to bounce back the right... just complain, blah, blah, blah. I don't even know, blah, blah. So, and now I know what some of you are thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, a dice pitch back? Aren't you just reinventing the wheel? Do you really need something like that when you could be using something as simple as a dice tower? Yeah... And if you're not familiar with dice towers, a dice tower is basically an upright box. And you drop your dice in the top, and there's little baffles in the little tower, and so the dice sort of roll and they flip around as they fall down in this tower, and then they come rolling out the end, and boom, there's your dice. And the convenience to this is that you don't have to have a lot of room to roll dice because all the dice will tumble around and find their own randomicity as they proceed down the tower. Now, I could do this. I could just build a dice tower. I've built dice towers in the past. I do not, however, at this time currently have one. only because once you build a dice tower, now you gotta find room on your wargaming table to put the dice table and all this other, it's just logistics. And I mean, if you can't really find a place to roll dice, if you can't roll dice by hand inside a 6x6 inch square, 15 centimeters square, maybe you shouldn't be rolling dice to begin with. You know what I'm talking about? On the other hand, this could provide me with the excuse to build the giant crazy dice tower that I've always thought about building. Some guys who are into games and are the kind of people who build dice towers get kind of proud on how elaborate their dice towers can be, or how fancy, or how strange, or how weird, or just how decorative. Now, me, myself, I believe if you're going to do something, you might as well get ridiculous. And so I was thinking about building some giant dice tower, maybe make it 4 feet tall, 6 inches around, and just make it crazy. The reason that this starts getting stupid is because, you know, how long does it take to actually roll dice? If you hold a pair of dice in your hand and you throw them out on the table, how much time has elapsed there? You know, 2 seconds, maybe, at the most? Well, once you have, you know, these giant dice towers, you put the dice into the top and clack, 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 it takes 8 seconds for them to even go down the tower, and then they come out, you know. Now it's a waste of time. Now it's more efficient to just pick up the dice and roll them on the floor or somewhere. Or take off your shoe and roll them in your shoe, or do anything else but drop them into a ridiculous dice tower. So if I'm going to build a dice tower, I'm going to build the most ridiculous dice tower. And I'm talking, you know, not even a dice tower where you drop the dice in the top. It's so tall now that you can't reach the top, so there's a little motorized elevator, and maybe there's a stack of dice, and you just push a button, the motor starts off, it takes 2 dice, and it hauls them up to the top of the tower, it dumps them in the tower. Okay, it's going to take 2 minutes now just to get a dice roll. Because I believe that if you're going to do something ridiculous, or if you're going to do something stupid, do something ridiculously stupid. Or do something stupidly ridiculous. I mean, whichever fits your particular situation at that time, I mean, you gotta be dynamic about it. You gotta be on top of things. The one good thing about having a dice tower, especially an automatic dice tower, would be now that my cat would get better rolls. You know, when I play dice with my cat now, The cat can't pick up the dice to roll them. She just has to hit them. And sometimes she doesn't hit them very hard. And she just hits them so that they roll over to the next side. And I mean, that's clearly cheating. I mean, obviously, she knows what that side is. She goes, tap, tap, oh, I rolled the dice. Yeah, no, that doesn't count. So it is in this manner that having a dice tower, my cat wouldn't be able to cheat like that. However, I'm beginning to wonder if the sound of dice clacking down a dice tower might make my cat crazy. Or would she be scared of it? Or would she think it's a mouse in the walls and would she attack it? I don't know. And to be perfectly honest, it might be easier and faster for me to just build some kind of dice robot. Ideally, I'd like to have one that scooped up the dice off the table, but you know, even if it was just a motor that that was attached to a dice cup. You put the dice in it, you push the button, and the motor shakes back and forth, and rattles the dice, and then it inverts 180 degrees to dump the dice out. Yeah, again, is it faster to just pick up the dice yourself and roll them? Yeah, it is, but, you know. Again, if you're going to be ridiculous or stupid, you might as well be ridiculously stupid or stupidly ridiculous. Oh, I do have a great deal of concern for dice. It's probably not healthy. I have to carry dice wherever I go. I was in the restaurant today eating my hamburger while holding some of my poker dice. I might be mentally deranged. So deranged that I have to drink some more tea. Uh-oh. I took the cap off of my teacup, and I'm looking way down there. There's not much tea left. Oh, yeah. It's very tasty, but I can see the dregs. I've only got 1 centimeter left of tea in my cup. So, you know what that means. That's right. I'm going to have to go make some tea while you guys listen to something like this. Thank you. So what's a poor boy to do but to sing in a rock and roll band? Oh yes, it's the first day of winter. Well, the first non-solstice day of winter, anywho. My name is Tobe, you're listening to Anon Radio, and this is the daily meeting of the Dubious Goals Committee. And apparently I'm pretty fun. Yes, I am fun. I will, however, tell you one thing, and that is that this street fight, man, is still 3 days out from Boxing Day. Oh, how many hours is that? I can't even count that high in hours. It's more than eight. That's all I'm waiting for. And then after Boxing Day comes one of my favorite weeks of the year, the very last week in any calendar year is probably my second favorite week in any given year. You know, just because of all the football. But my first favorite week of the year has probably got to be the last week of May, which is when the fireworks trucks arrive. locally. Oh, it makes me so excited just to think about that. Wow, I've only got how many more months to wait? Oh, they haven't even started packing the fireworks up in China yet. And they haven't even made the fireworks that I'm going to be setting off yet. Oh. And if I ever do some traveling, that's one place I want to go is China. Just so I can go to a bunch of fireworks factories and just generally be excited. Also, there's a marmot in China that I would like to see, the Bobak. They have them in China and they've got them in the steppes. And, oh boy, that's what I'm going to do when I get super, super rich. I'm just going to go on a tour around the world and spot all the marmots that I haven't already spotted. Every single species of marmot, and I'll check them off of a list. And then when I'm done with that list, I don't know what I will do. Then I will go around and probably look for some other different kind of animal. But let's see, what else would I do while in China? Oh, well, I would have to obviously go to a lot of football games. Because I would have to do that no matter what country I was in. Except this one, of course. I would probably listen to a lot of music. I would probably insist that everybody show me their musical instruments. That's what I would mostly do. I would go around China buying up musical instruments like, what's the name of that thing? The moon lute? What's the Chinese word for that? I can't remember. And I'd probably pick up an erhu, because those are always cool. And what else do I want out of China? Oh, I want their equivalent of the danbao, and I want their equivalent of the hammered dulcimer. I know they have both. I just don't remember the local names for them at this time. And I'd probably spend a lot of time in Taoist temples. What else would I do if I was in China? If I was in China right now, I probably wouldn't be able to do this radio show, which would be just too bad. Also, if I went to China, I would obviously have to take my cat. And the other day I thought of my cat's Chinese name. My cat, if she lived in China, would be named Zhang Yang Mao, because that's my cat's name in Chinese. How do I know this? I just do. And that's what we need around here, is information, more information, more information, because I'm an information junkie. I need to get more informations. And you know what else I need to get? I need to get me some more of this. Oh, steaming hot tea. Ooh, look at the clouds of steam just rolling off the top. And if you hold the cup at the right angle, you can see that nice little oil slick rainbow on the surface. Oh, let's try to sip it right off the top. Oh yeah, give me that Bergamo oil. Oh, so oily. It's so delicious. I know you wish that you had some of this delicious tea as well. And that's the other thing I'd be doing in China. I'd be drinking a lot of tea, and I'd be going to a lot of tea plantations and looking at tea growing and saying, oh, look at that lovely tea. Let's drink some of that lovely, yummy, delicious tea. Oh, I bet they have good tea bars in China, too. I don't know that for a fact. I just am imagining that they do. I'm imagining there's just stores where you can walk in and go, yes, I would like to buy a lot of tea. And they would say, yeah, well, we got a bunch. Is there any particular kind you want? And then I'd be like, yay, happy place. Because normally if you go into anywhere and ask for tea, they bring you crap. They bring you those floor sweepings. And I'm not going to bring any brands into the limelight here, but if it's advertised on TV, oh my god, don't drink it. No matter what cute puppet from your childhood tells you that it's good, it's not. No, no, no. I mean, really, you're gonna trust a puppet? I mean, if a puppet told you what car to buy, would you go buy one? You don't see puppets advertising cars. But you do see lizards advertising car insurance, so I don't know. Maybe my point of view is slightly askew. Oh, I'm just feeling so lazy today, and I've got so much work to do. I'm thinking about setting some stuff up and making this show automatic for the next couple days, at least for Saturday and probably Sunday, because I am not going to be doing this radio show while my games are on. However, you will hear something. I guarantee you, and I promise, that on Saturday, you will get a show. I won't blow it off. So, obviously, I've got to do it ahead of time, which means I've pretty much got to do it now, or later today, or tonight. So, and I've got lots of surprises. I've got a big surprise that's going to make Petey Boy very happy, and that's going to be coming up in the next couple of days. And who knows? I might get creative. Or maybe I won't, because this isn't the creativity show. Hello, this is the Dubious Goals Committee, right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. And it's just about time to wrap this thing up. I'll remind you that this show can be heard every day on this channel at 1930 UTC. So be sure to tune in tomorrow. And that's it for me, Space Troopers. I am out of here. So, bye, 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 bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
You're a baby.